What up, fam? On this episode of the Snapback Sports Pod, I want to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy Holidays as we head into 2022. We preview Week 16 in the NFL and an NBA day of Christmas hoops, although we don't really know who's going to be on the floor, do we? We talk Pro Bowl snubs and we check in with Eagleson. Snapback fam, new app.
The Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson.
I'm a Raven. He's on all year, every year.
Jackson takes it himself.
Oh, he broke his ankles. A blast. Oh, blocked by James.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
For the Philadelphia Eagles, the long drought is over.
Bryant with the jumper.
What up, fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman. Joining me today, and as always, my co-host and longtime best friend, Abe Granoff. Abe, what is on your mind today?
Wednesday. What's today? Nope. Tomorrow will be Thursday, December 23rd, a few days before Christmas. So happy Christmas, merry holidays, however you choose to celebrate. Stay safe.
Sorry. Let's run that back real quick.
You heard me.
Happy Christmas, merry holidays, he says.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay, continue.
The other day I was on the street and there was this homeless guy who seemed a little bit under the influence, but I'm not going to put that on him. He was very festive and loud and he was yelling all different just one-liners from Christmas songs. I swear to God, in about a 3-second time period, he went, "Happy Christmas, deck the halls, jingle bells." And that was just
Abe,
it.
It's just Merry Christmas.
I understand that. I got Happy Christmas from him.
No, you're lying. Now you're using a homeless man, and you're just putting Happy Christmas.
Jack, obviously when I say Happy Christmas and Merry Holidays, I'm making some sort of joke. That's not the point. However you say it, I have some shower thoughts that I saw on the internet today that I wanted to share with you. Let me know your thoughts on these.
To be clear, what do you mean shower thoughts that you saw?
These aren't my thoughts that I thought in the shower. But these are just like thought-provoking comments.
Gotcha.
I want to, and these were a few, two that stuck out to me. When someone says, quote, "Go to bed, you'll feel better in the morning," is that just the human version of, did you turn it on, turn it off, and turn it back on again?
No, I don't think so.
Why? You'll feel better in the morning. You'll fix it by shutting yourself off and then shutting yourself back on, turning yourself back on.
Okay. I'm differentiated in my response to that, but okay. Let's see where you're coming from.
Well, what do you think? Like, why?
Yeah, my thought is I think the process of sleep is good for your body to recuperate.
Okay. That's Dr. James Andrews. Anyway, the second one, lawyers hope you get sued. Doctors hope you get sick. Cops hope you're a criminal. Mechanics hope you have car trouble, but only a thief wishes prosperity for you.
That's pretty good.
So at the end of the day, the thieves are the good guys.
There's got to be professions that root for you to succeed, obviously.
The NFT community.
Teachers, probably. They like to fail you.
Fuck no. You know how many teachers would cry at the grave if they knew my dumbass once had a number one podcast?
A lot.
I'm talking about Miss Royale, junior year English class. Actually, she was such a bitch. A few years later, after high school, and her name was spelled R-E-A-L, and she said call her Miss Royale. Okay.
Like Madrid.
Miss Real. And she got fired for apparently harassing a kid. Like, verbally harassing, like he told. And it was just validation for me that I wasn't just the annoying kid in the class, but that at the end, she was truly a bitch. I don't know where she is now, but I wish her the worst.
Wow.
She did not wish for me to succeed.
That's a very scarring experience.
You never had a teacher like that?
Not really.
Were you kiss up?
No, I did some class clown tactics. I definitely enjoyed messing with, but being respectful to teachers. But I don't think it ever got to the point where like I outwardly hated my teacher, but I could be wrong.
Her.
I might not.
No, I hated her. I can't think of anybody else I genuinely hated but her, to the point where it still sticks in my head. But in terms of class clown stuff, you think they're built for? We'll talk to Eagleson later about it. But like, the number one thing when I was in high school, what we did is when you left the classroom to like go to the bathroom, your backpack was never safe. It was just
nugget. The nugget.
You call it nugget?
That's what it was called. Yeah.
No, it's called a turtle because it goes in its shell.
Yeah, nugget.
And we're talking about the same thing. You take everything out, turn the backpack inside out, and put it all back in. It's just a ball.
Yeah.
You would see people down the hallway just carrying backpacks in their hands like this.
Yeah, I never really thought that stuff was that funny, to be honest.
Oh, you're such a... You definitely just were...
No, I never got nuggeted, but I just...
Did you get bullied in high school? Like, we can talk about it.
No.
Turtled. Another thing we did was... this wasn't really just class clowning. This is just hitting each other. You'd walk around in class to people behind their desk, and like when they're writing with their pen, their head down, you just smack them on the back of the neck and yell, "Open neck, no respect."
Mm-hmm.
But that maybe that was a public school thing.
Yeah, I don't know if we had that per se. I'm trying to think if we had any school-specific things like that.
We used to throw the backpack over somebody's head when they're walking in the hallway.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then you would just like push them like a defensive lineman.
Tabletops, obviously, we did that as a camp as well.
Tabletops, the
best. Yeah, we'll catch. I did those
in college.
We'll hear. Yeah, very mature of you, which Brian.
can be dangerous.
Let's talk Pro Bowl snubs. The Pro Bowl rosters have been announced, the starters at least. Of course, the two teams, Ravens and Rams, who are going to the Super Bowl will not be participating. So some players
still
will
with that.
So some players will have to be replaced. But we have the starters and the rosters. And let's start with the snubs. Number one, I don't know who got snubbed specifically out of the AFC quarterback group. I think Herbert and Mahomes were definitely the two most deserving. Number three, the baby goat Lamar Jackson gets the spot. Maybe a little recency bias to say, because my initial reaction was, this is crazy. How is Lamar Jackson a Pro Bowler? His first, how many games in are we? 8-6, 14... To be fair, his first 10 games were quite impressive. He was like sixth in rushing the league. He was throwing the ball better than he ever had. He had more total yards than half the teams in the league. And then he struggled over the last four games and included a game missed and an injured game. So maybe I'm thinking a little too recently and just taking the Ravens' frustrations and putting them on Lamar. But Burrow is the highest rated PFF quarterback. We don't like to give love to PFF because they just use a bunch of nerdy numbers and make shit up. But that probably represents something. And then Josh Allen. I mean, I know he's not the MVP like Abe predicted, but he's still been very good. And so
Did I predict him?
Yeah, you predicted him to be MVP and the Bills to go 15-2.
I know 15-2. Whoopsie, yeah. I was wrong.
Yeah, and I told you Jalen would regress. And not being a Pro Bowler, I mean, you want to talk true metrics, it's whether you get that Pro Bowl or not, Andy Dalton, Mitch Trubisky. But I don't know, who would you put into the Pro Bowl for the AFC quarterbacks?
I mean, when you texted me that Lamar went to the Pro Bowl, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Him and Jonathan Taylor would be the two running backs in the from the AFC. But then I realized he went in at quarterback, and I was shocked. And it's interesting hearing you talk about recency bias, and that's why Lamar got in. You want to talk about recency bias?
No. I'm saying my recency is that he shouldn't have gotten in, but the first 10 games, he was excellent. And I'm saying,
I was going to say, if we're talking recency bias, there's a quarterback in the AFC East that's won 6 games in a row.
And so, it's not Mike White. And it's not Mike White, people.
It is not Mike White, actually. So, I mean, I would never say Carson should have got in, but like he's having a good year.
No.
It's
Burrow or Jalen, I think.
I think they just set the precedent for Lamar going forward. Like, you can throw 20 interceptions a year. We don't really care as long as you make a few highlight plays a year with your feet, and we'll just give you the nod.
Well, he only has as many interceptions as Mahomes, so it's not like out of the
question.
Also,
are we ruling out the conspiracy theory that nobody gives a fuck nor watches the Pro Bowl? So if they put a guy electrifying like Lamar in there, maybe it'll attract a few extra eyes.
Maybe, but I already told you he won't be participating in this year's Pro Bowl.
He's got a tee time that day.
I would probably give it to Josh Allen. I think Burrow, if you want to go circumstantial, I think Burrow probably deserves it just because he's playing on a way worse roster. Like, Jalen and the Bills have underperformed and the Bengals have way overperformed.
Like, why can't Mac Jones get a look?
Because
does team success not matter?
It does, but not like Mac Jones isn't anywhere close to being a Pro Bowler this year. He's an efficient game manager this year, and as a rookie, he's done quite amazing at it. He's going to win Rookie of the Year, but he's for sure not a Pro Bowler. The other offensive position I think people were a little upset about was running back. You've got JT.
Boo.
Yeah, no Austin Ekeler. You said you thought he didn't make it because he was hurt for a period of time. I think Eagleson, can you check the Carfax on that? Because I don't think
this
he was a
17 touchdown.
That's what I'm saying. He's 17 touchdowns.
I'll tell you exactly right now how long he was out for. And let's hope he gets well because he has
he's vitted up.
He's vitted the fuck up right now. He missed 12, not two. Maybe just 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think he just missed 2 weeks. Which, how does he not get a Pro Bowl nod?
He's got almost 13. He's got 1,300 all purpose yards, 10 rushing touchdowns, 7 in the air. You know what? He's got 3 lost fumbles this year.
I don't think that's what kept him out. Did Derrick Henry get voted? I assume not.
I do not. No, it was Mixon, Chubb, and Jonathan Taylor.
Chubb!
Wasn't he out a bunch, too?
Yeah, Chubb wasn't even... Yeah, that's...
This is why you got to get rid of fan voting.
Yeah, fan voting may have... But I feel like Austin has a decent-sized fan base. Nonetheless, the other big snub in the AFC was wide receiver. I do think Deontay Johnson probably should have been a Pro Bowler, but our rule here is... Can't say someone got snubbed unless you're comfortable removing someone from the list. I would be comfortable removing Keenan Allen. I think he had a couple spike weeks, but
run me through the names of the receivers in the AFC.
The receivers in the AFC, I'm going to have to pull it out.
Tyreek.
Tyreek was one. Let me see if I have it. I have the defense. Hold on. Let me get my other cellular device.
Stephon Diggs, maybe?
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Chase, Keenan, Diggs, and Tyreek. So, I would remove... Honestly, Stephon wasn't that good this year, if we want to be honest. He did not have one of his better years.
You know, I'm fine. The only reason I can't say anyone got snubbed is because of what you just said. I can't think of a name to put on there, honestly.
I think Keenan kind of benefits from the Herbert and the Chargers love.
Like Michael Pittman?
No, Deontay Johnson is the guy.
Oh, Deontay Johnson. Fuck him.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Nobody cares about Deontay Johnson because Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, I guess that should be an even up.
That's my point. Is like Keenan kind of
Roethlisberger's throwing the ball.
He rode a Herbert train. In the NFC, you've got very clear Rodgers, Brady, Kyler. People were clamoring for Matt Stafford. I think he's the fourth, but I don't think he's over any of those three guys.
Matt Stafford has thrown like 300 touchdowns and 50,000 yards and has made one Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
For how easy a Pro Bowl is to make, that's like one of the craziest stats ever.
It is bizarre. And then the NFC running backs, you've got... I was actually fairly shocked to see Kamara on this list. But I guess...
Why not? You know what? No love for Cordarrelle Patterson.
Yeah.
The guy's a Swiss Army knife. He single-handedly saved my fantasy season, so excuse me if I'm a bit of a homer with that. But what the fuck? The guy's been bounced around from team to team for years. Nobody's been able to figure him out. He went to New England. Bill Belichick couldn't figure out how to use him, and he goes to Atlanta. And all of a sudden, the guy's...
That's when you know. You play with Matt Ryan.
All of a sudden,
Ryan.
The guy's Bo Jackson. I mean, come on.
NFC wideouts, Cup, Devontae, Justin Jefferson, Debo. I don't think any debates to be had there. Can we talk about and give Cooper Kupp, let's give him like 30 seconds here, Abe. He's nutso.
I don't get it.
Because he's white? Is that what it is?
I knew that was where your head was going to go, and I can't definitively say no to that.
Right.
Like, he is nasty.
Did you see the stat I posted?
I don't know, but he rubbed me the wrong way when he went full hardo in that interview.
No, that was awesome.
No, that was annoying.
How?
Just shove it up your ass, dude. You know the fans are listening. Just give them something.
Dude, the fans loved it.
But it's like, maybe I'm not a fan.
I actually don't think he was going like hardo there. I thought it was funny that
he sped like 1,000 words a minute, and no two words you've ever heard used in a sentence next to each other before.
Spider Y banana
split alternate. It was what he said. Cooper Kupp just literally gave you a GTA cheat code in an interview. Up, up, X, X, down, down, right, right. And that's what it was. And that's all football is just one big GTA cheat code.
Yeah. Mark Andrews, the starter over Travis Kelce. I thought that was interesting. Out of the AFC, you've got Kitts and Kibitel and Kyle Pitts. What's up?
One more time.
Kitts and Kibitel. Kitts and Kibitel.
Kitts. I don't even know what you're attempting to refer to. Pitts and Kittle?
Yeah, George Kittle.
And what did you say again?
Kitts and Kibitel.
Did you botch it and just ran with it?
No, that's what I call George Kittle. Kitts and Kibitel.
I thought you were putting
Kittle
together.
I would have just called them.
I think you are.
I would have called them Kiki. No, Kitts and Kibitel is a thing, I'm pretty sure. Kitts and
Kibble. Kibble is dog food, cat food.
Yeah, cats and Kitts and Kibitel. Nah. Kitts and Kibitel is a thing, I swear. Kitts and Kibitel.
No.
Maybe I made it up.
Kibble. Kibble is what you're thinking of.
Yeah. Yeah, but Kitts and Kibitel is a thing. Okay. I call it Kitts and Kibitel. Anyways, Gronk, maybe he did miss a bunch of games. Pitts was quite good this year. He just didn't have the red zone action, as we know.
The Falcons just never scored in the red zone at all.
Yeah, ever. So I think that's what that...
I kind of want to see the Falcons play the Bears. Have they played each other this year? After what we watched on Monday night, that was genuinely one of the more impressive performances I've ever seen in my life by the Chicago Bears.
That was nuts. On the defensive side of the ball,
400 yards and 9 points. 400 yards and 9 points. And to think we almost bet on Chicago +7.5. That, you know what? Had we taken the Bears, I know we're retired in one aspect of our lives, but I genuinely think losing that type of bet, especially when they scored in the last play and could have covered, but they couldn't kick the extra point.
Yeah.
I think that would have been enough to officially hang up the cleats. And just I never bet in my life.
You just knew the fact that they even scored
was because like not only crazy. Is it a bad beat, but it was a bad beat that was just so bad the entire game.
Yeah.
Like you,
no, they deserve to cover that.
If you bet on the Bears on Monday night, you spent 60 minutes of just getting totally blueballed.
Yeah,
and the final play of the game is just stepping on your balls.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Yeah. AFC, T.J. Watt, Bosa, Judon. NFC, Robert Quinn, Shaq Barrett, Chandler Jones. Linebackers, Leonard and Denzel Perryman. I didn't realize how strong of a season he had. Bobby Wagner and Micah Parsons in the NFC. DNs, you've got Max Crosby. You saw what he said? That was pretty cool. A year ago,
he was in rehab, and now he's a Pro Bowler or something like that.
Yeah, inspirational. We like that. Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I mean it. Listen, all inspirational and everything with Max Crosby and everything, but all you needed to watch was Monday Night Football Week 1, Ravens versus Raiders. I know you were there and didn't watch the broadcast. Jack, it was like the NFL draft, where they tell you their height, their weight, their 40 time, and then what's the most depressing story we can
do? Oh, they were talking about...
Not only were they talking about Max Crosby.
Because Waller has the thing.
And Waller and Carl Nassib and how the Raiders are the greatest team of all time.
Yeah.
Humans.
Yeah.
But they were just shoving it down your throat. And it's like, I'm trying to watch Lamar lose this game. Congrats to Max. Congrats to Darren Waller. Congrats to Carl Nassib. Can you please leave me alone?
Yeah.
And that's what it was like.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I missed it. Trey Hendrickson for the Bengals is a Pro Bowler. You know about Trey? I feel like he's...
I know that he plays for the Bengals.
Yeah, he plays for the Bengals. And he's got a sack, Abe, in 11 consecutive football games. It's about to set a record. Pretty impressive. Cam Jordan, Brian Burns, Nick Bosa. Interior linemen, Buckner, Chris Jones, Cam Hayward, Kenny Clark, Jonathan Allen, Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald, Pro Bowl? I don't know if he was deserving this year, Abe. What do you think?
It's one of those things where if anybody ever tells you Aaron Donald's having a down year, it means he was second team all pro.
No, he wouldn't be second team all pro ever. It means he was second in the defensive player of the year voting. Corners in the secondary, you got J.C. Jackson, X Howard, Denzel Ward, Kenny Moore. I posted on the story, I said, I thought Denzel Ward played safety. Am I crazy for that? He's always been a corner. Everyone said I was pretty dumb for thinking that. Oops. Trayvon Diggs, 10 interceptions on the season. Jalen Ramsey, big play Slay. Marshawn Lattimore. Safeties, Byard and Quandre Diggs. Tyrann Mathieu, Derwin James, Buda Baker, Harrison Smith. I think which Kendricks is it that's on the Vikings?
Eric Kendricks.
Apparently he was potentially a snub. I don't watch enough defensive
film. I don't watch enough Vikings or defensive film to focus on the linebacker group. Actually, that reminds me of a funny tweet that I saw. I love when sports commentators and analysts and former players get really cocky. Because Dan Orlovsky, for whatever, he still wants to coach the Eagles. He was breaking down some Hurts film from last night. Obviously, there's a lot of good film to break down.
Right.
And he captioned it. I actually want to see. I don't want to mess this up.
So it was like "Told you so" or something like that.
No, it was. Well, when you know when someone starts out a tweet or ends a tweet with the word respectfully,
yeah,
that there's never going to be respect.
Like Mark Jackson, like I would hit Savannah James out of the park respectfully.
Yes, on the biggest stage. Come on, where is this video?
I feel like you got to come prepared with this content.
Well, I sometimes riff it. You know what I mean? Right, oh, here we go. Oh, he starts with the word respectfully. Respectfully, big hyphen. Anyone who says Hurts hasn't done enough to be the Eagles QB next year doesn't watch the same tape that I do.
Oof.
And then he goes into, it's like a 2 minute and 10 second video of him breaking down a play. And he's just like, kind of like, he's like getting mad at people. Like, how can you not see this? Well, Dan, you're talking to yourself right now.
Right.
And well, we're watching the video that you're watching.
Well, for one of the quarters, you know. There were questions to be had last night, but this is my thing with Hurts is
what
his first quarter wasn't excellent.
Okay, a fluke interception and then one fumble.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he was entirely awful. I'm just saying
he was entirely fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. I think he's your guy. I totally think you guys should go all in on Hurts. I can't see it
with a straight face.
No, I just can't see a scenario where you aren't like a playoff team and a Super Bowl contender year in, year out with Jalen Hurts at the helm. So I really do root for you guys to go with him as your guy. Don't go, you know what, Abe? Don't waste any draft capital or cash really on Russell Wilson or like if Watson.
I don't even want him anymore.
He stinks. I would really just roll with Hurts for sure. That's your guy.
Let me try and do my best Orlovsky real quick, Jack. Respectfully, Dash, go fuck yourself.
Fair. But that's your guy, and I'm just telling you that's your guy. So let your guy be your guy, and you know, if Lamar's a running back, Hurts is a pocket passer and he's a franchise guy. So enjoy him. Enjoy him because he's a stud.
Respectfully,
he's a stud.
Respectfully. You are one of the more dumb people I've ever spoken to in my life, respectfully.
Respectfully that. Okay. Thursday Night Football, Niners at Titans. Niners, 3.5-point favorites. Listen, Tennessee Titans fans, I have trolled you for years endlessly. You beat us in that playoff game, I understand. We came back. We stomped your logo. We did our thing. And I kind of took it easy on you guys this year, saying you're not that good. I picked against you a bunch. You squeaked out a bunch of wins. You are giving up the hook. At home, in a playoff race, to Jimmy Garoppolo on a short week.
I love that phrase. I've never heard that before.
What?
Giving up the hook.
Yeah. Once they make it 3.5, that's them. That is them saying, you guys stink.
You're not going to win.
You guys are not good.
I think they're going to win this game.
that's where it gets complicated. But this kind of comes back to like what Vegas has said about the Bengals all year long. Bengals is that they're not good. They're just, it could be luck, it could be scheduling, it could be, you know, moments where they are good. But Vegas is pretty much saying, listen, like, we're just not going to grade them out as a good football team, and it is what it is. So I'm glad that the country will get to see Ryan Tannehill, who has thrown for 153, 106, and 98 yards in back-to-back-to-back games in primetime, just absolutely stinking. Abe, people's pick 'em. It's time. Let's make the people some cash headed into the holiday season. Listen,
everyone just spent a lot of money on Christmas gifts, or you didn't, and you're just not a nice person, or you don't celebrate. But have no fear. We're going to put a little bit more cash in your wallet. And we're going to start with the easiest one on the board, Jimmy Garoppolo over a half interception. To be honest, I like the value at 1.5 if you can find that line. Plain and simply for the reason Jimmy Garoppolo isn't a good quarterback. And bad quarterbacks throw interceptions more often than good quarterbacks do. So I don't.
He's playing good football. Let's acknowledge that.
Perfect. He's due.
Okay. I'm fine with that logic. But I will say he's playing good football.
Yeah.
Whereas every blind
squirrel finds a nut.
Is Ryan Tannehill over a half of an interception to throw a pick? Because that's a bad quarterback playing bad football. And when a bad quarterback's playing bad football, they do bad things. Like throw the ball to the other team. So Abe and I on the two QBs to throw the ball to the other team once.
My second is a bit of a celebrity pick from the intern. Kyle Juszczyk, whatever you want to call him. Check it down to him for over 8.5 receiving yards because that's what he's going to get tomorrow. 8.5 yards? Like I said, I love lines that are just like one play.
You make fun of me for taking rushing quarterbacks, you know.
No, I think that's your thing, and I think it's great. But the scary part about yours is that the kneeing at the end.
Yeah.
However, Juszczyk, I can see him getting a 10-yard screen on the 14-yard screen on the first drive of the game, or he'll just make an impact on the game by just getting it at the goal line and scoring 3 touchdowns. Either way, one play, Kyle Juszczyk. I don't know what the hell his name is. I like it there.
Okay. The final pick, I'm going Deebo Samuel under 83.5 rushing and receiving yards. Obviously, this is not a line you're going to look in the face and be excited about, but
those are usually the ones that win.
Those are usually the ones that win, and his volume is just way down. And that doesn't mean that he's not playing well necessarily, but Kittle's return has taken a lot off his plate. Ayuk has been used much more in the offense. And the Niners are just winning football games and handing Jeff Wilson the rock. So for that reason, I like this line.
Wow, his usage is very down.
Ah, thank you.
He's getting, I mean, his carries are up.
His carries are up, but his receptions are just.
His receiving's down. In his last 4 games, you got 2 targets, 4 targets, 1 target, 5 targets. And the one target came in an overtime game.
There
you go.
He
might have gotten hurt that game against Cincinnati. I'm not sure.
Regardless, you see the situation.
I mean, yeah, in the beginning of the year, he was getting 10, 13, 9, and 11. So a little logic there. Not necessarily the sexy pick. But the right pick.
There we go. So if you pick
the sexy girl you bring home from the bar might not be your wife.
Exactly. So 33, win 330, Jimmy G to throw a pick, Tannehill to throw a pick, Deebo under 83.5 total yards, and Juszczyk over 8.5 receiving yards. Take it at Underdog Fantasy. Use code Jack. Deposit bonus. You know the deal. Speaking of Deebo and his volume down, I wanted to bring us all together to acknowledge that the fantasy playoffs may have had the worst week in fantasy football history.
Let me ask you a question. Are you still alive?
So I actually didn't play any season longs. I just played best ball on Underdog. And no, all my teams are dead.
Perfect. I'm dead. So fair to say asterisk?
Yes.
Bubble fantasy year?
It legitimately was an asterisk.
Though. This is a bubble.
Because this is the week of COVID, which took out a ton of teams. You had literally, I think you could name I think it's 6 players who had a good week. Tyreek Hill, Kelsey, Andrews, Kupp.
Jonathan Taylor.
JT didn't even have that good of a week. He ended up with
like, he had a touchdown, like 160 yards.
Yeah, he had like 23 points, but up until that, 23 for him, like, honestly, wasn't that.
Oh, well, I mean, if you really want to talk.
No. He what?
I mean,
Jalen Hurts. No, I'm talking about the studs. The studs. There were only a few studs that went
Jalen Hurts has been a very, very, very good fantasy quarterback.
Yeah, of course. He's a dual threat. The dual threats are the best QBs. But like Kyler was terrible this week. You had Herbert and Mahomes were pretty good. Lamar was obviously out. Diggs caught a touchdown, didn't do much. You had like Brandon Cooks, Duke Johnson, Christian Kirk, and Amon-Ra St. Brown were like the sneaky plays. Hunter Henry had a big week.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, it's the St. Brown's brother.
And then you have my Cordero getting 4 points. Kyler getting 12.
Yeah, Mixon and Dalvin did nothing. Eagleson's chiming in. So, yeah, it was a whack week. Eckler got there. He had 16 points, but he also, like, he didn't get many carries on Thursday Night Football. So, just a whack week all around. If you guys are still in your fantasy playoffs, let us know. We'll root for you, or we'll root against you. I don't know. It depends on kind of what energy you bring to us.
Nah, it kind of depends on who the Ravens and the Eagles are playing.
Right.
That's really it.
Right. Saturday Night Football this week, which will be Christmas is Friday, so the night after Christmas. Packers, Browns, Colts, Cardinals. Interest level, thoughts, questions, concerns.
Packers, Browns, interest level, 4 out of 10. Colts, Cardinals, interest level, 50 out of 10. Carson on prime time against my boys in Arizona.
Can I just say?
Carson in back-to-back 2 weeks. And the performance that I got last week was just second to none.
Can I red alert? I think I want a red alert.
Do not take the Colts in this game.
No, I think it's a red alert on the Cardinals. I have said that.
That spread is low.
It's one. Dude, and normally I would red alert. I mean, normally I would tell you how the Cardinals are fraudulent, but I just feel like you get the Colts behind by a little bit in this game. Cardinals are two horrible loss, not horrible, but the Lions is a bad loss. It's just such a good opportunity.
I feel like the Colts are one of the least ideal teams to go down early in a game.
100%. You lose your best player, and you put all your faith and trust in your worst player. Lines, right?
You literally have to go from using your best player to your worst player.
Exactly. So I love the Cardinals in that one. The Packers-Browns game, I'll just tell you how it's going to go. The Browns are going to – I don't know if they'll actually become victorious because they are still the Browns, but they will be in this game without a freaking doubt. And I'll tell you why. Because the Ravens need them to lose, and the Ravens – almost beat the Packers. Abe, you know how this works. It's just like you need
fair reasoning. I just didn't know.
Whenever you need help, you never are going to get could I see the Cardinals and Packers just blowing out the two teams in the wild card picture that the Ravens need to lose? Not in a million years. The same way I told you that the Eagles wouldn't lead from start to finish last night. I'm not saying they're going to lose.
I didn't say that.
I know, Jack. It was a miscommunication, but the Browns will be in this game, and if you want a football reason, the Ravens actually ran the ball really, really well on the Packers. They were just behind a lot of the game. I think the Browns are going to be able to move the ball on the ground against Green Bay, so that's my reasoning there.
Here's an interesting header for the game. I just clicked on ESPN Browns Packers. Why? I'm not going to watch this video because I don't care, but let's try and talk about this. Why Rodgers has a bigger chip on his shoulder than Mahomes?
I get it.
That makes sense, because Mahomes doesn't have a chip. Therefore, any singular chip on Rodgers' shoulder would be bigger.
Right.
What chip does Patrick Mahomes have on his shoulder?
Prove that his brother's not the biggest loser ever? I don't know.
Dude, not a good day to be a Mahomes. He's getting canceled, right?
Yeah, he got canceled pretty
about
hard.
About time.
Yeah. We were Jackson fans. We invited him on the pod. We thought he was still good content at one point.
To be fair, Jack, he's still very much
in. But he's not the number.
You
want to
know? You know what, Jackson? No, he's not the number one. But you know what, Jackson? You got canceled. Come on the show. Tell us your side of the story. Let's clear the air.
Fair enough.
Let's talk some football and TikTok.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. After the break, we're week 16 in the NFL. Don't forget, we've got 18 of these bad boys this year, so still three more to go. And we haven't even mentioned it, but we've got NBA Christmas. And once again, Eagles and Dolphins have not lost since week number 8. We'll hear from him. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, fam, we are back. NFL Week 16. There are 4 football games that could determine the final, really, playoff spots in the NFL. We'll start, obviously, with the Vens. This is it, Abe. This is the Ravens season on the line. 2.5-point underdogs going into Cincinnati. Realistically, winner probably takes the division. What a massive opportunity for a young Bengals team.
What angle are you trying to talk about this?
No, I was just got very
like TV voice. That was weird.
I was being genuine. I feel you on that. I was being genuine.
Don't ever do that.
It is a crazy good opportunity for the Bengals. And I don't want to. And my angle, which, you know, if you've listened to the pod long enough, you've been friends with me.
Yeah, you are calculating. No, what's going on?
There was no angle. People.
There was no genuine thought behind
no there was so, you so could it take out. It as like I was trying to say like this is an inexperienced Bengals team, but no, I think they are ready for the moment. With that being said, Lamar Jackson has never lost an important regular season football game, so
he has lost important games.
No, he only loses big games, but Lamar Jackson has never lost an important.
What time's this game at?
1 p.m Eastern.
Perfect for you.
Yeah. Lamar's not even guaranteed to play in this game. He missed practice again. He hasn't practiced in 10 days or been on the field.
Should we take the Ravens plus 2.5 now? So when Lamar's announced out and it goes to like plus 1, we get good value.
You're a funny guy. Yeah, there's been a lot of Huntley Lamar. There's been a lot of Huntley Lamar talk recently. It's so funny because a Ravens fan I know is starting to question, because, you know, this is what the Big M does to you. They put thoughts in your head.
Would you like me to give you how to handle QB controversy 101?
Yeah, give it to me.
I am well versed in the subject. Do you understand that there were people on Philly Sports Radio today that had to criticize Jalen Hurts and say that wouldn't have happened with Gardner Minshew? We wouldn't have gone down 10. Like, all
that's factual. I mean, you want to? That's not debate. That's more so, you know, a matter of a fact. But I said to him, "Listen, I understand. Huntley's looks spectacular. He really has. He's going to get a starting job.
He's going to look great in Denver or Carolina.
Yeah,
we talked about
yeah,
this.
He'll be great. If I said to you, you know, your life is on the line. Who do you want starting this game? You would have to be suicidal to pick Tyler Huntley. Like, you just would have to be. There would be no
line. That's a good way of phrasing it.
Yeah, like, and you know what's funny is the Ravens season is on the line. So if Lamar Jackson could play, he's going to be the quarterback. And then I had great commentary that, I don't know, Lamar, you know, when he's playing freely, that's when he's at his best. And with the thought or threat of Huntley behind him, is he going to force it and have to be perfect? So I phrased it again. If the Ravens got offered a 3rd-round draft pick today for Tyler Huntley, he would be on his way out of town, respectfully. And after, whenever the Ravens season may end, Lamar Jackson is going to be the highest-paid player in the history of the sport. So once again, guys.
I don't know if that'll be true.
I think so.
I don't think he'll break Mahomes's.
Isn't that how it works? Not necessarily like...
I know it's how it works, but like...
I'm saying on an APY basis.
Yeah, I mean, the Mahomes contract doesn't really count. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, they like gave him a piece of the Royals or something.
Like, I never knew that you could get 50-year contracts in the NFL until right. Pat Mahomes. But listen, I'm excited for this game, and you might think I'm rooting against the Ravens.
You are.
No, I'm not, actually. What I'm rooting against is both teams. I am rooting for absolute chaos, and that involves the Bengals and the Ravens tying. Currently, you have the Bengals, the Colts, the Chargers, the Bills, the Ravens, all 8-6. You have the Steelers that are 7-6-1 in that division. If the Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals are all 8-6-1 at the end of this week, that would bring joy to my heart.
Okay.
Almost as much joy as it would have been if the chaos parlay on Championship Saturday hit for college football. And you had debates over whether a two-loss ACC Wake Forest championship team should get in over a one-loss Oklahoma State non-champion or whatever the fuck it was. That's the type of chaos that I'm rooting for this weekend. And Jack, you're telling me that this random December game, Cincinnati-Baltimore, you couldn't see a small chance it ends in a tie?
Oh, I can, because every Bengals-Ravens game is chaos. It is chaos.
The Bengals are always tying, too. The last two ties the Eagles have been against the Bengals.
All right.
And one of them, Donovan McNabb, didn't even know you could tie.
I was just thinking, what's this? What's zero squared, hypothetically? Just a food for thought.
Why did you think about that?
Zero squared? You know what zero squared is, right?
Zero.
Yeah. Win margin. I don't know. Food for thought. Anyways, Bills-Patriots. Bills-Patriots.
I don't understand the angle.
I'll explain to you later. Bills-Patriots, the other major, major game. This one's for the division. I'm all over the Bills, Abe. I'm buying Bills stock, and I'm dumping Pat stock.
This one, I'm not buying Pat stock, but I took the Pats to win the division, and for 2 weeks, or still, they're in the lead.
If they win this week, they clinch, pretty much.
If they win this week, yeah, they'll clinch.
I actually think they do clinch with the win. They'd be two games up with two to play and the tiebreaker.
And the tiebreaker, yep.
Wow.
So that's how you know that they're not going to win this game.
Of course.
Like, I'm not winning an easy plus 500 bet just like that.
No. You're not winning the bet in general, but...
I'm not winning the bet in general, but when they just beat them 2 weeks ago in that type of game, I understand it's Belichick and whatever. That's just not going to happen.
If the Patriots beat the Bills...
Like, Josh Allen genuinely didn't play against the Patriots.
If the Patriots beat the Bills, I will still not make the Patriots contenders, even though the whole fam wants me to. But the slander, I will be there.
Nah, the Bills... You know what? Let me check real quick. If the Bills win this game, wow. I don't know what the tiebreaker would be, but the Patriots end with the Jags and the Dolphins, and the Bills end with the Falcons and the Jets, and we're totally betting on the Falcons to beat the Bills.
Yeah, but the Dolphins are going to beat the Patriots. This is the hottest team in football, Abe.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you can't forget those things.
Because the Dolphins always win 9 games in a row to end the year.
Always.
To win the division.
The
Dolphins would probably win the division then.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good game. Maybe they should flex it.
The craziest week 16 game to me is Broncos Raiders. Not because I'll watch a singular second of it, because one of these teams is going to be 8-7 and theoretically in the playoff picture with 2 games to go.
This is the In the Hunt Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
One team remains in the graphic and the other goes home.
It's a great call out. And then the other big game is in the NFC, Rams at Vikings. Really interesting. Rams are 3-point favorites, as we said. Cardinals are 1-point favorites on Saturday night. The NFC West is up for grabs. Abe's Eagles need the Rams to win. What's weird about you, Abe, which we don't have time.
The Eagles.
Yeah, it's just the Eagles, but obviously that ties back to you. You guys are like self-loathing human beings in Philadelphia, right? Like, that's an accurate description.
But at the same, in the same breath, you also will not find another group of more self-deprecating.
That's what self-loathing is. Yeah.
Like, you love and you hate yourself to the most extremes.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you're covering both.
Yeah,
sides.
Yeah. So
I'll allow it.
And, like, you always think the worst of your teams, you know, just generally miserable human beings.
Okay, now we're going a little far.
But, and what I mean by that is, like, you never expect, you're always kind of playing that underdog card, right?
Yeah, but still,
I feel
Super Bowl
like
bust.
You guys get more help, though, randomly, than the normal team. I could be talking out of pocket here.
Nobody gets more help than us.
Right. Okay. So
nobody gets more help.
You guys always get help.
When it comes to the, like, it would happen to, like, the year after the Super Bowl when we had to Foles came in. We didn't win the division. We had just like we needed
the Bears to beat the Vikings.
The Trubisky, Trubisky Bears in his rookie year or something to beat the Vikings when the Vikings were playing for something.
Right.
And they didn't. And we got in and then we beat the Bears or whatever it was.
Yeah, no, that was it.
Oh, the Bears were playing for nothing. That's what it was.
They were playing. If they beat the Vikings, they had to play you guys. Then you beat them off a double doink.
Yeah, no, we definitely get help. But like the Viking, like we need the Viking, we need to win out, which is a
wait, you need to win out? You don't?
I mean, I'm a,
I thought you have tiebreakers.
We have tiebreakers over the Saints.
Wait, you guys need to win out to make the playoffs?
I mean, it, I mean, the Vikings, that's not necessarily true. I mean,
we're I was actually starting to get a little sweaty about you guys being in the
playoffs. We're 10-point favorites this week. We'll be 4 or 5-point favorites next week, and then we'll probably be 3-point favorites at home against Cooper Rush.
I don't think you'll be 4 to 5-point favorites in Washington. I'll actually, you'll be 3-point favorites. Like that's.
I think we'll be 4 or 5-point favorites.
How? You were 7-point home favorites against Garrett
Gilmore. We were 9.5-point favorites.
Oh, went up. Right, right.
I think we'll be 4. You're telling me Taylor Heinicke and switching to Washington is worth 6 points?
I was thinking off the 7.
No, so I'm right. So 4.
But
and a half,
no, five. No, no, because they had 18 players out with
COVID. The Eagles will be favorited in every game for the rest of the year. We'll be favored in week 18 against Cooper Rush at home.
Wait, why do you think?
Because they'll clinch the division this week.
So they're still going to play for the 2 and the 3. Wait, you thought that they were just going to sit their guys and be comfortable in the 4 slot? You guys really must get all the help in the world. If they're going to play their starters.
Listen, all I know is...
Aren't they a game back of the 1?
Or I don't know what the hell they are, Jack, because they're... Whatever. I want to go there wild card weekend and beat the shit out of them. And we don't necessarily have to win out. Like, the Vikings play the Rams, right. The Packers, and the Bears, or somebody else. And, yeah, we're going to get in, and you don't want to see us. Fact. Plain and simple, because we'll punch you in the mouth. Yeah. Best offense in the league since week 8. So, what happened week 8? The Dolphins became the best team in football, and the Eagles became the best offense.
Yeah, and that's when the Ravens downturned. Some you think voodoo.
It was some full moon, probably.
Yeah, Google that up. Should we go to the association really quickly, Abe?
There's really no association to talk about. The association is currently built with 2011 bench players.
Yeah. But I love Christmas basketball. I really do. It definitely beats...
Well, only 368 days until you get to see it. Because there will be no Christmas basketball. I was looking at the schedule today and how many stars that are going to go out.
Well, you game one, Knicks off.
Game one, Trey. You have Trey out. You have, I think, Kevin Knox is in protocol. Is he in protocol or did he get out?
He's still.
Oh, Nerlens is in protocol. Yeah. So there is the stars out in the first game, which, like, there's Herder out. There's everyone. Then I don't know if Giannis will be back for the Bucks. He's been out. Warriors Suns, I think that's the only clear cut game of the week.
Is it? No, Poole and Damian Lee and someone else went into protocols today.
Steph's playing. Who cares? We'll just watch him shoot a bunch. So that'll be fun. But also, what everyone could be out in the next 3 days. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
Nets Lakers, that's a G League game.
Why? KD and versus Isaiah Thomas.
KD's in protocols.
Oh, he's in the protos?
Yeah. KD's all protoed up.
How sick in the head would it be if Kyrie got out and played? That would be...
We need that. He's in protocols too.
I know, but I'm saying if he got out...
He's unvaccinated.
Would that be the most watched NBA first quarter in Christmas history?
LeBron versus Kyrie in his first game of the year with Russ. That would be unbelievable. And then you have Luka out... For the Mavs.
Can we just establish something? Mavs Jazz, the late game on Christmas, like
zero viewers.
Literally, I don't even think the people of Dallas nor Salt Lake City are watching that.
Will you be in the garden on Christmas?
I won't. I'm gonna be in Florida.
Oh right, you're in Florida. I don't know why I just said that.
And I don't our season tickets, we're selling them for Christmas Day because people don't want to go. There's no one playing. COVID is rampant. And
what do you think the get-in? Let's check the tick pick get-in price for Christmas, because a Christmas Knicks game, that'd usually be one of the highest tickets of the year.
Oh, if it hadn't been a COVID outbreak and Trey coming to town, it would have been bonkers.
You can get in on Tick Pick for $64.
That's nuts. I'm not even kidding. That might be the lowest price to get into a Knicks game this season.
No, you can. Oh wait, no, that's in Oakland.
Right now, it might have been changed, but
I lied. I'm looking at Knicks Wizards tomorrow. $111 to get in to the Garden on Christmas.
It's a really cool.
Any other Christmas, that's a $400 ticket.
Yeah, I'm bummed because I've never been to a Christmas Day game, and obviously the Knicks were actually off of Christmas for the past 2 years. Finally, get back. You know, the Knicks just can't have. I was in the gym today and I walked out and some guy just says to me, "You got balls wearing that shirt, man." I'm like, "What am I
wearing?" Knicks shirt.
Yeah, I'm in a Knicks shirt. I'm like, "All right, it's not that bad. Like, we're not killing people."
You just look at him, tilt your head, and go, "Bing bong." Like you're some haunted little child and you just push the wrong buttons.
How you retaliate. Why didn't you guys get a Christmas game?
Chip on our shoulder, it's fine. We've had it for the last few years. Time to give it to the pass it off to Baby Bros.
Yeah. Okay. Eagle Man, I mean, he came in dressed to the nines for this pod.
Yeah.
He's got a tie.
You were coaching your girls' high school prom hockey team?
Just the school's like prom. It's like a prom fundraiser. We threw a hockey game.
Wait, it's not even the girls?
No, like the guys were. It was all guys.
Why did we assume?
And why'd you wear a tie for all the guys?
There was girls there, but
It's a coach.
It's the coach. The coach wears a suit. We were having fun with it.
And did you go with the risky business look just for the podcast, or did you have the tie buttoned up?
It was buttoned up.
And is that a clip-on tie, or did you tie your
tie? It is an actual tie, believe it or not.
Do you guys have clip-on ties?
Do I have clip-on ties?
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, well, you clip them on.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
No, but I feel like a lot of people probably have never used it.
I didn't learn how to tie a tie until I was in college.
I don't remember how to do this. I couldn't do it again right now.
Did your mom do it? Be honest.
My dad. And no, he didn't do it, but he helped me.
That's fine.
Yeah,
I don't really know how one helps.
No, but like just like right in front of me, like showing me how to do it.
Did your team win?
No, we did not.
Okay, so coach, obviously a tough loss out there. What went wrong tonight?
Well, I mean, when 4 guys drop out within the span of 48 hours before the game, that's tough to come back from. We did pull some other guys that we knew from around here to play for us, but you know, the chemistry just wasn't there, and we weren't fully prepared, I guess.
Coach, over here, Trent Krim, the independent, had to throw that in. You've been doing this a lot in your tenure here. When things tend to go south, you sort of deflect blame on that, and it seems to have caused a little issues in the locker room. What would you have to say about that?
I don't know what you're talking about. This is my first game, so.
Oh, now you're getting. No, what
would you say your
name
was?
Adam. Trent Krim of the Independent.
I'm missing that.
So. All right,
school?
Yes.
But you made it seem like you grabbed people from around the area.
Yeah, well, we had to because like people dropped out that we needed like
for COVID or for.
Why?
Oh, sorry,
didn't you
I
play?
Can't make it anymore.
Do you even play hockey? No.
That's why I was coaching, because all my friends play.
You've never played hockey?
I've played hockey, but I don't like play hockey. I play football.
And you still love it?
Yeah.
Hockey. Yeah.
Why is that hard to grasp?
I just assumed every single person in Canada played hockey.
No.
It kind of reminds me of like lacrosse in Maryland. Like you play it, but I stopped playing.
Okay, I never played in the league.
It's like soccer anywhere. Yeah.
You never played in a league, like a rec league?
Nope, just like with my buddies, just playing.
Did you like playing?
Not as much as football, because I chose to do that as like my main sport.
You know.
What?
Were you ass?
No, I'm actually not a bad skater. And like, I think I could have been okay if I played, but I just liked football better.
How did your football season go?
There was no season.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, I know.
Will you play it at uni?
The college that I want to get into doesn't have a football team.
Start it up. Captain.
I would be down for that, definitely, but it might be hard to do.
How do we get on this staff, Jack?
You don't wear a clip-on tie, and you just you get some pads for the lads.
Yeah.
You just gotta go, get the fuck out there.
Pretty much.
Practice on ice. It's just like
that. Get the fuku. Get the fuku.
Do you have like a what the puck for us? Do you have a
What the puck's going on in the NHL?
Yeah, like there's, there is one, but there's not much like happening. But I guess you'll hear about it.
Hey, pull it up.
What the puck is going on in the NHL or whatever league is going on?
Oh, right. Now? You know the. Well, I'll let him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say. 3, 2, 1. Go.
All right, so yeah, the league announced a scheduled freeze from December 22nd to 27th, trying to end the COVID outbreak going on in the NHL right now. I know there was over 50 games already postponed, so the league was a total mess. With that announcement, Commissioner Bettman also let us know that he's pulling NHL players from the Olympics, which sucks. I think I speak for most hockey fans that when I say that when these guys go to the Olympics, it's a lot of fun. It's most people's favorite thing, and some hockey fans even put winning a gold medal over the Stanley Cup. So considering they haven't been there since 2014, everyone was really hoping they'd be able to go this year, but I guess COVID had other plans. Lots of other players have already spoken out about this, like Hedman from the Lightning just said how it was going to hurt missing these Olympics. So, you know, it means a lot to people. In terms of other NHL news, there isn't much, but I'm not sure how much you guys remember from the World Junior Championship last year. It started on Boxing Day. That's when the U.S. beat Canada in the championship. You guys said that you beat us at our own sport, on our own turf, that whole thing. Happening again this year, like it does. Canada is actually favored over the U.S.
Coincidentally, Canada's favorite at talk. Yeah, Jack, you remember all about the World Juniors, right?
Yeah, the Americans. It was like when we beat the Soviets the first time around. We took down Eagleson's Maple Leafs.
It was like the more one of the most embarrassing moments.
Yeah,
the Canadian. Country of Canada has ever experienced.
He actually came on the podcast like visually upset. He took it really hard.
Yeah, like losing the Olympics and the World Juniors like hurts more than other stuff.
Yeah,
I'm sure
quite
you guys
embarrassing.
Saw. Yeah,
Abe, is that the worst? We probably talked about it back then, but is that the worst position to be in as a human? Is when
you getting hustled?
No, you care about something so much the other person doesn't care about it. And still beat you at no worse feeling, right?
It's never happened to me personally or my country, so I can't relate. But seeing how down bad Eagleson was, I can't imagine there's something worse now.
Yeah. So your favorites, but will you win it?
Yes.
And why are the juniors allowed to play, but the seniors aren't?
That is a great question. I think they're doing some kind of like modified.
All right, Eagleson. What? Gun to your head. Mm-hmm. Dolphins win the division. Or Canada wins the whatever the
Canada
fuck
wins
tournament
the world
this Juniors. Is. What do you think is more likely to happen?
Canada winning the World Juniors.
Okay, Canada sorry, wins not win the division. Dolphins make the playoffs. You know what? Screw the playoffs. Dolphins go 10-7.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. So those are both 100%.
So that's.
What would you rather, the Dolphins win a playoff game or Canada wins the World Juniors?
Dolphins win a playoff game.
Yeah.
It's been too long.
So, Eagleson, Abe, I mean...
Wait, did you just say it's been a while?
It's been too long.
It's literally... It's never happened.
No, that's exactly what I mean. Like, I literally haven't seen it.
Right.
Yeah, but...
Right. It's usually, not... It's been a while.
People say,
it's been a long
say
time.
It's been a while when they... Usually you say it's been a while when you go to a restaurant that you haven't been
okay.
in like a year and a half.
I have never you seen them win a playoff game.
Right, that would
like
be
to.
Like going to a restaurant
like
and be like,
it's
been a while. And you just
been,
never
yeah. been. It's been a while since I skydived. Yeah, yeah. Because I've never done it. You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I
get it. Lads, I'm 8-6. You guys, 7-7. Mm-hmm. We've got a major wager on the line. Just to recap for everyone. If the Ravens finish with the worst outright record, I have to do the crate challenge.
Or if Eagleson and I tie at the worst record, you still have to do it.
If Abe loses, he has to do a 24-hour Waffle House challenge. I'll join him.
IHOP.
No.
IHOP.
No, we're Waffle House. Your fantasy league is IHOP. We're sending. Yeah, you're watching.
There's an IHOP down the street.
Oh no, we're trekking. We're trekking. And if Eagleson's Dolphins, which have made truly the most remarkable recovery of all time.
Done. I thought it was over.
Yeah. He's got to go blonde mohawk.
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't set in stone. Jack and I will discuss. But I think we might let you keep the sides and just do all blonde.
Okay.
I don't know if he would like that. I don't know. I don't know.
You'd rather the mohawk than just the same hair you have now? Can you imagine this all
blonde? We do imagine it.
Yeah. Every night when I go to sleep.
Any side bets? Double downs? Thoughts?
Shut up, Jack. I actually imagine it every single time I see Tua say hike.
Oh, my God.
Every single time.
Who do you think's at the greatest risk here? It's probably still Eagleson.
It's not even close. I have to go to college. It's
obviously.
My first year of college.
No, not to your health or your.
We're talking about who at this point in time is the most likely to lose.
Yeah, okay.
And the answer is you, because you're relying on the Dolphins. I think that's just the easiest way to sum it up.
Like, yeah, with the win, the Ravens are locked up. But if
when the Eagles are
but if we up. If we lose, things could get a little interesting.
What if there's a three-way tie? What are we doing?
Jack
just does it.
I'm fine with that. I won't do if there's any three-way
any tie.
No,
even if it doesn't
I'm not opting into any tie, because you two being freaking losers and the epitome of average will not punish me. But if I tie you two,
8-6, dude.
If I tie you two scrubs, I will do the crate challenge.
Sure.
And we get to kick it over.
I assume you were doing that anyways. It really looks painful and dangerous. Eagleson, any final thoughts?
You know what's going to blow even more? These are my final thoughts. When the Ravens inevitably lose this bet, and like you actually just like do the crate challenge successfully. Like, that's gonna blow.
Yeah. No, I think I've
seen people do it.
When the Ravens like go on a run and win 2 of 3, win the division, and win a home playoff game, and you guys both miss the playoffs, that will be probably one of the more brutal times for you guys.
There's also another bet going on: Eagles plus a half playoff games to the Ravens.
Yeah, I didn't realize you guys need to win out. Which in that case, I feel a little better. But yeah, the Ravens are. This is it. It all comes down to this weekend. Eagleson, now your final thoughts.
I mean, I would say go Leafs or something, but I guess the NHL just isn't happening anymore. So,
yeah.
Go World 18 Juniors.
Go Canada. Go Team Canada.
Go Canada. Snapback fam, have a happy Christmas and a merry holiday. Much love.
Attaboy.
Peace.